NSDA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff leaps, spins, and holds his form to identify ways teachers can use the Summer Olympics to inspire excellence in the classroom.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story.
Back in 2014, I wrote a column on the Winter Olympics, and now that the 2016 Rio Games are a recent memory, it seems a good time to turn my attention to the Summer Games. With more than 300 different events spanning 28 different sports, a huge range of physical and technical skills were demonstrated by Olympic athletes over the summer. Some sports require a minimum of equipment, running and judo come to mind, while others include exquisitely designed machines, cycling, sailing, and archery, for example. The physical stature of athletes is also widely variable, as anyone who saw the photo of Simone Biles standing next to Michael Phelps certainly noticed. So, how can teachers use Summer Olympic events to engage students with science and engineering topics? The physics of rotation is huge in both gymnastics and diving. There are many events where the distinction between velocity and acceleration is key, and the widely covered practice of cupping is an interesting application of gas pressure. First, rotating bodies. Unfortunately, I have to start with a definition. Moment of inertia is the rotational version of mass. It's a measure of how far away the mass of an object is from the point of rotation. If you rotate a hammer by holding the handle, it will have a larger moment of inertia than if you hold onto the head of the hammer and rotate the handle. That's because there's more mass farther away from the axis of rotation when you swing the hammer in the usual way. It's harder to rotate something with a larger moment of inertia, so a diver or gymnast can't spin as many times with her body outstretched as she can with her arms and legs tucked in. Also, since momentum is conserved, that is, it doesn't change without an outside force, if a diver starts rotating in a tucked position, his rotation will slow down when he stretches his arms and legs out to enter the water. Now on to velocity and acceleration. Many terms to describe motion that are used interchangeably in everyday conversation have very specific meanings in physics. Speed, velocity, and acceleration are three that often cause confusion. Speed is simply how fast an object is moving. Jamaican Elaine Thompson completed the women's 100 meters in 10.71 seconds, so her average speed was 9.3 meters per second. In the women's 400 meters, Bahamanian Shawnee Miller finished in 49.44 seconds, which means her average speed was about 8.1 meters per second, about a meter per second slower. That doesn't really tell the full story, because velocity and acceleration in the two races is very different. Velocity is how fast something is moving and which way it's going. The 100 meters is run in a straight line, so Thompson's velocity was increasing over the run and was always to the right as we watched on our screens. Since Miller ran all the way around the track, her speed and direction were both changing. In the end, she was back where she started, so her average velocity was just about zero. That is, half the time she ran to the right, and half the time she ran to the left. Any change in velocity, that is, speeding up, slowing down, or turning a corner, is acceleration, and an outside force is required for an object to accelerate. Cupping and gas laws. During the swimming events, observers commented on large red welts on the backs and shoulders of many athletes. These marks were left after the athletes used cupping as a recovery aid after the initial races. Cupping is a part of traditional Chinese medicine. In its current form, glass or plastic cups are placed on the skin and a partial vacuum created under the cup. This draws the skin up into the cup, away from underlying tissue and burst capillaries in the skin. The burst capillary is called the red welts, and athletes believe the increased blood flow in the area aids muscle recovery. With many swimming events determined by a few 100ths of a second, every advantage, even a psychological one, is worth maximizing. To see how the ideal gas law can come into this, please check out the online or print versions of this column. Recalling the excitement of August's Summer Games in Rio can ignite curiosity about rotational motion, speed and velocity, and even the ideal gas law.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks. Oh, yeah, so little faith.